What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is your host, LT Nasty. This is episode 68, and we got a lot to talk about in today's episode, specifically round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. Round one has officially concluded. Well, it's been concluded for the last couple of days. Round two has started. We'll get into those series in a little bit, but for right now, let's dive in to the first round. Let's recap what happened in the first round matchups in both the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. Let's start with the Stanley Cup playoffs, specifically one of the Eastern Conference series. Actually, we're going to start with the entire Eastern Conference side of the Stanley Cup playoffs first. So let's get right into it. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they won their first playoff series. They finally won their first playoff series for the first time since 2004. Yeah. Think about that. It took them this long to win a playoff series. It took them this long to get out of the first round. But I digress. They took down the defending Eastern Conference champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. I say Eastern Conference champion because if you weren't paying attention last year, if you were living under a rock, they lost in the Stanley Cup final to the Colorado Avalanche. So, but still, yeah, Toronto won in six games. And funny enough, they won on a John Tavares overtime winner. And I know that's going to piss off some Islander fans. John Tavares scored the OT winner to send the Leafs to the second round to play the Panthers, which I'll get into that series in a little bit. I'll talk about the Panthers beating the Bruins in just a little bit, but let's continue on the topic of the Leafs. Yeah, John Tavares ends the Maple Leafs on 19-year drought without a playoff series victory. Unreal. And this is the same guy that ended the Islanders' 23-year drought when he scored an OT winner, or I believe it was a double OT winner, against the Florida Panthers in the 2016 playoffs. And, of course, this was when he was still with the Islanders. But, man, that doesn't seem to feel too good for Islander fans. Islander fans definitely seem to not enjoy that. See your former captain score an OT winner to send his team to the next round. You hate to see it. But, well, if you're an Islander fan anyway, I'm sure a lot of Islander fans were not happy. That's not true. I should say the disgruntled Islander fans that are still mad that he left for Toronto. And I'm sure there's plenty of them out. There's still plenty of them out there. But that's besides the point. Yeah, so the Leafs finally got over the hump. That is the first round. But now they are currently down 2-0 to the Panthers. But we'll get right into that, like I said, in a little bit. Now let's go to the... let's go to a series that's really pulling at my strings. The Devils-Rangers series, first round. Devils ended up winning in seven games. And the Rangers just did not show up in Game 7. I mean, no one showed up in Game 7, with the exception of Igor Shesterkin. That's about it. Like, it seems like every year this team makes the playoffs. At least in my lifetime, at least when I've been rooting for them, you know, as long as I've been a fan, it's always heartbreak. It's always been heartbreak, and they did it again, this time in the first round. It was awful. The Game 7 top to bottom against New Jersey, that was the worst performance I've ever seen in a minute, or the worst performance I've seen in a minute in the playoffs, and I thought them blowing a 2-0 lead to Tampa Bay last year was bad. No, this one's right up there. This one is right up there, especially considering he was in the first round. A lot of changes need to be made for the Rangers. A lot of changes need to be made. They made all those trades. They made the trades for Tarasenko. They made the trade for Patrick Kane. This was basically an all-in year for the Rangers. Like, let's call it like, I'm going to call it like I see it. It was an all-in push. Like, they didn't get those guys for nothing. Like, they were trying to go for an all-in push, and it backfired dramatically. Or drastically. One of those two words. Still, the Rangers, I mean, that was, like I said, Game 7 was absolutely pathetic. Turnovers on turnovers on turnovers. And New Jersey never let their foot off the gas. They never let their foot off the gas. So, yeah. It was tough to watch. Game 7 was really tough to watch, especially after, you know, Game 6. Because I thought they played, I thought the Rangers played really well in Game 6. And they needed to. Otherwise, their season would have ended on home ice. But, yeah, it was just not, it was just not a fun, really a fun series to watch. Unless, of course, if you're a Devils fan, that's a different story. But it was awful. I mean, considering the fact that the Rangers once again had a 2-0 lead. This is back-to-back years the Rangers have blown a series in the playoffs after going up 2-0. And also, I want to call it like I see it. The Devils absolutely suffocated the Rangers the next three games. Games 3, 4, and 5 absolutely suffocated them. And it was clear as day. But, yeah. So, that series sucked for me. It really was awful to watch. I don't know what else I could possibly say. I don't know what other words I could use to describe how pathetic that was. But yeah, like when you go all in, when you go in for Patrick Kane and Vladimir Tarasenko at the deadline, that's a sign that should be an all in push. You would think the Rangers would be able to beat them. Nope. Didn't happen. I mean, yeah, they won the first two games in Newark, but like still, they lost three straight. And something tells me, I feel like everyone, at least from what I've seen, everyone was checked out except Igor Shesterkin, because he's the only one that consistently showed up in the series. Like Mika Zibanejad, like, hello, paging Mika Zibanejad. What do you have? One goal in that series? One? And Artemi Panarin. Like, what? Paging Mr. Panarin? Mr. Artemi Panarin? Like, what? Like, that was awful. That was really all around an awful series for the star players. And the fact that Panarin didn't have a single goal, and, ugh, that was just ugly from top to bottom for the star players. Let's not sugarcoat it. It was a rough series for Mika Zibanejad and Artemi Panarin, and that's another thing. When your star players do not show up, it usually doesn't end well. And look what happened. The Rangers ended up losing in 7. Well, with that being said, it'll be interesting to see what the Rangers do in the offseason. It'll be interesting to see what they do in free agency. Considering their cap situation, they're going to be like slammed up against the cap. So who knows if they'll actually be able to do anything. And they also got a couple of contracts with no movement clauses. So yeah, yikes. But we'll see what happens. But once again, the Rangers let Igor Shesterkin down. And I'm not one last thing before I move on here. Igor Shesterkin is getting the Henrik Lundqvist treatment. And what I mean by that is that he is getting left out to dry night in and night out. Well, not every night. There are certain nights during the regular season where the Rangers offense, you know, will get going. They'll pot like 5 or 6 goals. But in the playoffs, he really is getting the Henrik Lundqvist treatment. I mean, the defense is letting him down. I'm sorry. Like, after the first two games, the defense was atrocious. absolutely atrocious. I mean, and it wasn't even just one player. It was the entire defense. In my honest opinion, that's what I saw after those first two games. Like, the defense completely collapsed. But that's, again, that's besides the point. It was a wasted season. Wasted season. I mean, I don't need to rehash it. I mean, you go after Kane and Tarasenko at the deadline, or close to the deadline, and you get them, and you flop in the first round. I don't know, honestly, what else to say. I honestly, I'm getting a headache talking about it. Anyway, yeah, enough of the Rangers rant. If you didn't expect me to throw in a Rangers rant, well, I'm sorry. That's going to happen at least one time per episode that talks about the NHL. So, anyway, moving right along. Carolina beat the Islanders in their first round matchup in six. And the Canes did it with a Canes won the series with an overtime winner. So, yeah, both New York teams are out. Both the Islanders and the Rangers are out. And what else? Yeah, they are currently up one game. Well, I don't know why I said one games. They are currently up 1-0 on the Devils. We'll get into all the second round matchups in a minute. But, yeah. What else? But now we get the biggest, quite possibly the biggest biggest upset. I almost said matchup, but the biggest upset of the playoffs, at least in the Eastern Conference side, because in the Western Conference side, I'll get to the other biggest upset of the playoffs. The Florida Panthers, down 3-1, came all the way back and beat the Boston Bruins in 7. Yeah, they beat the Boston Bruins, the President's Trophy-winning Boston Bruins. The Boston Bruins that set a new single-season record in points and wins. They beat that Bruins team. And I'm sure Bruins fans aren't enjoying it at all. I mean, from what I've been seeing on Twitter, the reactions are interesting to say the least. They've been going, a lot of Bruins fans are going off. And I don't blame them, honestly, because the Bruins choked. Like, let's call it like it is. The Bruins completely choked. Like, there is no way that series should have gone on as long as it did. There's no way it should have went 7 games. And my prediction was wrong. I'm pretty sure I said the Bruins were either going to sweep or win in 5 games. I'll get back to you in the next episode about that. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I had the Bruins, like, regardless of what my original prediction was, I had the Bruins winning this in less games. Like I said, I could be wrong, so I'll have to go back and listen to the other episode. So I'll get back to you about that in episode 69. But besides the point, yeah, there's just no way the Bruins should have choked that series. Absolutely no way. Considering how dominant they were playing in the regular season, and I know what someone's going to say. I know what people are going to say. Well, the playoffs are a different beast. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But considering how they've been bullying and, you know, slapping opponents around throughout the regular season, you would, and on a consistent level, mind you, you think they would be able to carry that over. And they did for a little bit. They were up 3-1. And then they completely collapsed. And from what I saw on Twitter, also, Linus Ullmark was playing through an injury. Yeah, their starting goalie was playing through an injury all playoffs. I mean, what? What? And Jim Montgomery started him for 6 consecutive games, which makes me wonder, did he know this already and just did not care one bit? Because he thought he would have given them a better shot to close the series out, or the best shot to close the series out. Like, if he did know about it and didn't care, that's a fireable offense right there. Like, if I'm a Bruins fan, I'd be pissed. And from what I saw, a lot of Bruins fans were pissed when they found out about that. But again, if Montgomery knew about Ullmark's injury and just disregarded it, yeah, that's a fireable offense right there. And it's only his first season coaching the Bruins. But hey, what do I know? But yeah. So recap of that, Bruins complete choke job. And the Panthers, at the same time, got to give credit to the Panthers because they, I feel like I've seen teams in the playoffs that when they're down like 3-1, I feel like I see certain teams just lie down and die after going down 3-1. But the Panthers did not. They did not. They won 3 in a row. And they were physical. Like, the Panthers are physical. Like, anyone that's watched that series and anyone that's watched their series against the Leafs, so far, they are a very physical team. They're a pretty, pretty gritty and physical team. At least that's what I've been seeing in this, in these playoffs. So, I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm any other team in the Eastern Conference right now, I would not want to play the Panthers in the conference finals, whoever makes it on the other side. So that could be the Hurricanes or the Devils. If I'm the Hurricanes or Devils, the Panthers are the last team I would want to see in the next round. And hate to be that guy, but it's quite possibly looking like the Panthers are going to move on to the conference final. And I know it's early. We're only 2 games into the second round, but still, the Panthers have a commanding 2-0 series lead. They went into Toronto and took both games 1 and 2, and now they're going back to Florida with a potential very slim chance to sweep. And let's be honest, I don't think they're going to sweep. I think Toronto's going to take one. I think Toronto's going to take game 3, and then game 4 will go to the Panthers. And then game 5, we'll go back to Toronto. And I think Toronto forces game 6. So, hold on. Let me just make sure game 5 would be in Toronto. I believe I believe it should be because it's the first 2 games at the, because I know the first 2 games obviously were in Toronto. The next 2 games are in Sunrise, where the Panthers play. And then I believe Game 5 would be in Toronto, and then Game 6, then Game 6 in Florida, and then Game 7 in Toronto. Let me just double-check on that. Yeah, Game 5 would be in Toronto. Game 6, yeah. Okay, so I was right. Game 5 would be, if necessary, would be in Toronto. Game 6, if necessary, would be in Sunrise, Florida. And Game 7 would be in Toronto. So I was right. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about the other upset of the playoffs. But yeah, to finish it off, Florida's in the driver's seat. To finish off on the Eastern Conference side, the Panthers are in the driver's seat right now, but they cannot take their foot off the gas. Anyway, let's head over to the Western Conference. How about the Seattle Kraken? The Seattle Kraken knocked off the defending cup champions in 7 games. And they're currently tied with the Dallas Stars in the second round. It's currently tied one game apiece. But man, the Seattle Kraken. Who would have thought in their first ever playoff appearance, they would win their first ever playoff series? And I had the Avalanche winning this series, by the way. So they proved me wrong. The Kraken proved me wrong. I thought they were going to get slapped around by the defending cup champs. And turns out they put up a massive fight. And turns out they're the ones that slapped the Avalanche around the last couple of games. But man. Honestly, I'm not going to lie at this point. Considering my team is out, I want to see, you know, my team got first round bounced, as I mentioned before, because, you know, I'm a Rangers fan and it's complete and it's that series was painful. But honestly, if I had to choose a team, I want to see, you know, considering that my team's out, if I had to choose any team of the remaining teams left that I want to see, you know, potentially go to the Stanley Cup final, I want to see the Kraken. Like, I want to see the Seattle Kraken. That would be incredible because, as we all know, the Vegas Golden Knights, in their first full season, they made the Cup final. So it would be interesting to see another expansion team. And granted, the Kraken didn't do it in their, you know, first year, but it would be great to see another expansion team make the Cup final in their first within their first few years of you know, existing and, you know, playing. So yeah, that honestly, if there's one team I want to see go on a deep run in the Western Conference side, it's definitely the Kraken. They already knocked off the Avalanche. Now they gotta knock out the Dallas Stars, which is once again not going to be an easy test. Or an easy task. And then what else? Dallas beat Minnesota in the first round, but I feel like everyone knew that was coming. The Minnesota Wild just have not had any luck in the last few years with like getting out of the first round or just really making a deep cup run in general. Yeah. I mean, that's all I really got to say on that. And then Vegas, we all knew. This one, I don't want to say I was right, Winnipeg Jets fans, but I was right. The Jets were frauds. They got absolutely steamrolled. And they literally did not have any chance against Vegas. And if you truly do believe that Jets team had a chance of winning that series against Vegas, I'd say you're lying, and I'd say you're smoking something. Because Vegas absolutely dominated them from top to bottom. From top to bottom, they dominated the Winnipeg Jets. That's actually one of the few series that was literally like where that series was completely one-sided. But, yeah. The Winnipeg Jets knocked down the first round in five games. And then, of course, Edmonton won. Well, not of course, because Edmonton kind of played like crap in their first round series. But Edmonton won in six over the LA Kings, and they're currently down 1-0 in their second round matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights. But yeah. So, honestly, that's all I got to really talk about for the Stanley Cup playoff side of things. So let's get right into the NBA playoffs. For the NBA playoffs, I'm only going to talk about notable matchups or notable highlights because round two is, underway. Can we talk about the Grizzlies choking? The Grizzlies with an absolute choke job. Absolute, utter choke job. They also didn't have any answers for LeBron and Anthony Davis throughout that series. They didn't have, to be honest with you, the Grizzlies didn't have an answer for literally anyone on the Lakers. I mean, they got absolutely steamrolled. I mean, it just wasn't even close. The Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies were the 2 seed. The Grizzlies were the 2 seed. And I don't know. I guess the lights were too bright for the Grizzlies, but that would make sense because the Grizzlies, like, all they've been doing is talking so much smack, and I've said it before. I've said it before in a previous episode, and I'll say it again. Look what happened. And this all goes back to, you know, Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks was, like, chirping LeBron. He just could not keep his mouth shut. And look what happened. Look what happened. First round exit. LeBron absolutely dominated that series. Same with Anthony Davis, which seeing healthy Anthony Davis is so refreshing, to be honest. I'm not even a Lakers fan, but it's so incredibly refreshing to see Anthony Davis healthy on the court dominating, because when that is the case, when he's healthy, he is probably a top five player in the league. If not top five, like top 10. But you get my point. And Anthony Davis played a massive, massive role in that series against Memphis. But yeah, if you're a Grizzlies fan, I'm going to be honest, I'd be embarrassed. Talked all that shit, and then got absolutely steamrolled by the Lakers in six games. It's not even like the Grizzlies forced seven games. Six. Honestly, to be honest with you, the way the Lakers were playing, I thought it was good. I thought it would have ended in five. Hell, I honestly could imagine the Lakers sweeping them. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't see anyone on that Grizzlies team stopping LeBron or Anthony Davis. It just wasn't going to happen. Anyway, moving right along. Because I want to finish up this episode real quick. I'll probably talk about it a little bit more, talk about the rest of some of these series matchups in the next episode. But I also will probably highlight the NFL draft in that episode. And I know it's been a few days. It's been almost a week since the draft, probably a little over a week since the NFL draft. Depending on, you know, if we're talking about the first round, you know, then yeah, it'll be a little bit over a week since the first round of the NFL draft. But yeah, I'll talk about that. I'll probably highlight that in the next episode. But let's finish up the other notable highlights. The Bucks choked. The Bucks absolutely choked. Jimmy Butler went on a tear in the first round matchup between the Heat and the Bucks, and the Bucks got absolutely steamrolled. And now, as a result, the Bucks head coach, I believe it's Mike Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer, he got fired. He's gone. It's amazing to see, like, I'm going to be honest with you, it probably would have been deserved, because it probably is deserved, because I'm going to be honest with you, without Giannis and, you know, Chris Middleton, you know, I don't think the Bucks win the championship in 2021. I legitimately don't believe that. Like, if Giannis, like I said, if Giannis and was, because I believe at some point during the 2021 playoffs, Giannis was hurt. And if he missed like a full series during that championship run, they probably would have gotten bounced earlier. And yeah, but that's besides the point. Yeah, the Heat absolutely steamrolled the Bucks. And in the process, the Heat became the first play-in team to win a playoff series. But yeah, and Jimmy Butler went off that series. Other than that, I really don't have much else to add to this episode. To continue the discussion. I know the Kings lost to the Warriors. I mean, we all saw that coming. Let's be honest, the Kings were definitely not going to be able to get past the Warriors. Although they kept it interesting. It was a seven games. It went a full seven games. But anyway, that's it for me. That's all I got to talk about on the agenda. And I'll see you all in episode 69. Peace.